Chapter 1. Ashley. His eyes were on me as soon as I sat down on one of the high-backed bar stools. Even before I looked in his direction, I could feel them tracking every move I made, singling me out in the crowded hotel bar, and making me feel vulnerable. Almost naked. I'd only caught a glimpse of him around the bartender's broad back, but the parts I had seen, dark, smoldering eyes, a flash of bright white teeth as his lip curled up into a half smile, a tiny shock of silver among his black, wavy hair, were drop dead sexy.
"Can I help you?"
The bartender's rough voice pulled me from my thoughts. I resisted the urge to crane my neck, to look past his hulking form for another peek at the man who had somehow, in the space of less than a minute, become the sole focus of my concentration. Something about him was just magnetic. It was maddening that I couldn't see him, that just behind the man who stood between us, he was there, waiting, watching. Oh, I swallowed hard and grabbed the small drink menu in front of me, belatedly realizing that the bartender was still waiting for an answer. "I'm not sure. I think I need a minute." I needed more than a minute. I needed some cold water, or a cold shower, or something to help me focus. God, you think I'd never seen a man before the way my body was reacting. But then again, I'd never seen a man quite like him. That one quick glimpse had only made me want more. But it had been more than enough to get a reaction from my mind and my body. It was that electric thrill of the unknown, someone new, in a new place. What was his story? Where was he from? My mind was swimming with questions as I tried in vain to concentrate on the pages in front of me. I looked up just in time to see the bartender slide a glass of white wine in front of me.
"Compliments of the gentleman at the end of the bar,"
he said, finally moving aside so I could see. But he wasn't there. I blinked hard and looked, my eyes scanning the other faces around the long, horseshoe-shaped bar, but none of them were him. Why would he buy me a drink, only to leave immediately after? It didn't make sense, and I could feel a wave of disappointment building as I tried to get the bartender's attention again to ask.
"Hope I'm not being too forward,"